Praise God. Hebrews 6th chapter and verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into within the veil. Into that within the veil. Amen. Just pray with me the Lord to help us. Father God, I pray that you'd help us tonight, Lord. Move by your Spirit, anoint us, God. We give you the praise and the honor in the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen. Amen. Brother Jeff was talking about how he didn't preach about 15, 20 minutes this morning. Well, I might not preach but 15 and 20 minutes tonight. Amen. Shortest message I had to preach was the 23rd Psalm. I read it. Told everybody to stand, shake hands, be dismissed. Amen. That's my shortest message. 23rd Psalm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I tell folks I was from Pascagoula, Mississippi, which is a city, and I pastored in the country, and I tell folks I'm a country city slicker. I'm mixed up. Amen. So I can take both sides of the life. If I had my choice, I'd rather live in the country. Amen. I like country life. Found out what a hen apple and cackleberries and, amen, things like that. Found out what an egg was. Amen. All kind of words. But, amen, according to verse 19, it says, which hope we have and is anchor of the soul. I like to preach on the anchor tonight. Amen, an anchor. And when we lived down there, we lived on the coast. I live right where the ocean and the sea sprays up on the shore. And we go out in the Gulf, and I want to tell you something. There's one thing you got to have on board your boat, or your when you go out there, that's an anchor. That word anchor means secure, firm, steady, bound to happen. Amen. That word sure, that is. And steadfast is firm, it's fixed, it's not changing. And if there's anything we need in this hour, we need a anchor, and that anchor right here, according to the scripture, the anchor of our soul is hope. Amen. Hope is the anchor of our soul, and we need that hope right now in this hour that we live. There's a lot of winds that's a blowing. There's a lot of storms that's a raging. Amen. The Bible says, and I'll try to preach, it says that we be not no more children tossed to and fro. Amen. Carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And the Bible tells us that there's lots of winds of doctrines out there. And I don't know about you, going across this country, there's a lot of doctrine. Woo, glory. Amen. I've been all kind of doctrine. One man, he left his job. He wasn't stable. If you're not stable, amen, with a good strong anchor, the wind of doctrine will take you down. Amen. I got a friend of mine, a man that I know, he left his church, and he wasn't a preacher. He made a lot of money, and he left his church, and he began to go across the country to different camp meetings and revivals and travel around, and he got so confused because this one say this, and that one would say that. But friend, it's a time for us to get anchored in the Word of God and know that the Word of God, what it says, and settle it in our heart. Amen. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling and knowing, amen, the interpretation and knowing the Word of God, and get you a good King James Version Bible. And, amen, get rid of all the rest and hold to the Word of God, and God will help you to ride out the storms of the winds of doctrine. Amen. Come on. Amen. This anchor, during this time, I'm telling you, I know people that got mixed up and they say, look, this is the way you got to baptize. Amen. Baptize in Jesus' name. Baptize. Now me, I'm a Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I'm a Trinity. I'm a Triunity. I believe in all three of them. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And amen. I believe in the Word of God. I believe it's inspired of God. Amen. I believe in the coming of the Lord. Whether when He's coming doesn't matter to me, just as long as I'm a looking. Hallelujah. Amen. I got my feeling when He's coming. Amen. And I believe that. But friend, it doesn't matter as long as you're ready and expecting it. I believe if you're ready, He's coming back. Amen. For those, and we need to be founded on the Word of God. I believe the blood of the Lamb was shed that you and I could be saved. Amen. I believe in a sanctified life. Amen. That we ought to live holy and dedicated and separated from this old world. I believe we ought to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In fire, baptized, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. I believe we ought to be anchored in the faith of God's Word. I believe we ought to be faithful to the house of God. I believe we ought to have a place to go to and a place to go home and a church, amen, that we can say that's our home church. I believe that in this hour we need the church and the church needs us. And we need to be founded in the Word. And we need to be anchored against the wind and the wiles, amen, of the doctrines in the land. Amen. There's so many doctrines. You know, the Bible says they come to you in sheep's clothing. Amen. They come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, I want to tell you something. You can mind your own business and they'll come knock on your door. When I pastored 8.5 years in Butler, Alabama. And when I pastored, I've had them come knock on my door. Can you believe that? The parsonage right beside the church. Knock on the door. I want to talk to you. And I said, all right, let's go with it. Hallelujah. I didn't mind talking with them either. And they'd go to talking to me about, you know, Jehovah's. Jehovah's. And they come knocking on my door, Jehovah's. Amen. I began to talk to one man. He was telling me, you know, there's a Sunday school lesson brought up. They believe Jesus is a Son of God, like we are sons of God. But we believe He's the Son of God. We believe He's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I began to talk to this one man there. He got a little mad. He even said words I don't believe you ought to say. Wasn't necessarily cuss words, but it's close to it. Amen. And I began to talk to him just a minute. And the Lord helped me with him. And I said, you know what happened to you? I said, you got hurt years ago. And that's the reason you left the church. He said it was Church of God. Amen. And I'm not so much promoting the Church of God. But I told him, I said, be better you go back to the Church of God. Hey man, what you come out of? He said, I come out of that into the Jehovah Witness. I said, listen, friend. Hey man, I feel like you got hurt years ago. Something, hey man, hurt you and you left hurt. And therefore, hey man, the devil was able to seduce you in some kind of a false spirit and a cult. And for long, you know, he left, never been back. But I know for sure, hey man, many of them that's caught out there. How many of you know one time was a part of the church, one time had the Holy Ghost, one time was a member of our churches, but now a spirit of wind come up and they was not founded, Brother Jeff. They wasn't anchored in the faith. They hadn't been reading their Bible. They hadn't been praying. They hadn't been living in a place that God could talk to them and direct them, and therefore they fail for anything. If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fail for anything. There's winds out there blowing. Amen. I'm preaching on that anchor of hope. If that wind of doctrine won't get you, the wind of doubt will. Amen. I've seen people supposed to be in church for years doubt that they're saved. Amen. Let's say, I want to tell you something. I believe you can have no soul salvation. Amen. According to Little John, I believe you can know you're saved. I'd hate to know, Brother Harmonica Player. I'd hate to know, and Sister Harmonica Player. I'd hate to know that I go through this life and not know that my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. I don't have no problems. There's some people have doubts about things, you know. Amen. Do you doubt your husband loves you? Amen. Do you doubt your wife loves you? Do you doubt your children love you? Amen. Because they didn't carry out the garbage. Come on now. Do you have some doubts in life? Amen. Praise God. You know, some people doubt that they're saved. Some even doubt they had the Holy Ghost. Some doubt that they're living like you ought to live. Amen. Some doubt that they even called to the ministry. Amen. But I believe there's a place that you can get. Amen. That all doubts can be rolled away. And you can be anchored in Jesus and anchored in the faith and know that a shadow of doubt. I mean, there's afflictions in your bodies. When they left your body, you know, amen, that you was healed. You know that you was made whole. And that's the way it is with this salvation. When God saved you and God touches your life, you'll know without a shadow of doubt that your sins has been washed away and the blood of Jesus has touched your life. Friend, we need to throw an anchor out and hold on to faith and hold on to hope and weather the storm. After a while, there's going to be a calm. Amen. There's going to be a wind of trials that comes your way. And I've seen churches go through it. And it don't just hit individuals, it hits whole churches. I've seen whole churches go under a trial, a wind of trial. I mean, it looked like, it seems like me, when I was having to preach funerals, it seemed like to me it all hit at one time, one after the other. Seems like when death comes, it comes all of a sudden here, 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 and then it eases up. Seems like when sickness comes, it's here. I've been, sometimes when I pastored, sometimes I didn't have nobody in the hospital. I was amazed, you know. Everything's going good, and all of a sudden, it seems like sickness would hit. This one would have this, and this one would have that. And it just runs a course like that. But after one time, I went through so much. I mean, I had a boy, amen, got a tree hit him, pulling a logger, pulling wood, and pulling trees, and a tree caught a stump, come around, hit him in the neck, killed him. Amen. Another man worked at the county, stepped out in front of a car, and he killed him. And we had several things took place, just terrible things that happened all of a sudden. And that year I had people, several people that was diagnosed with different kinds of incurable disease. And it looked like it was more than I could seem to bear. But you know, God helped everybody weather the storm. And God helped us, amen. And we held on to that old anchor. Amen. Said, anchor, hold us. And through these storms, there's hope, friend. There's a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. There's a calm after the storm. There is a way out. When you get through it, you'll know, amen, that you had a hold of that anchor. We used to go out there. I went out fishing, deep sea fishing. We go out there, we always take an anchor. I mean, when you go out fishing in the Gulf, that weather out there, it just come up like that, and storms will, water can be slick as glass 1 minute, and a few minutes later, there'll be waves 4 and 5 foot bouncing up and down, taking you every which way. And you need a good anchor. One time we went out there and we just had bricks. Just bricks, blocks, and tied those blocks on there and throwed them over. Did real good, long as wasn't no weather. Amen. Long as there wasn't no big waves. But soon as some pretty good waves come up, them old blocks got to sliding on the bottom. Before long, we wasn't where we supposed to be. Looked at the shore, and we wasn't 100 yards away. We was 300 yards away or 200 yards away. We was steadily going out, and that anchor wasn't holding. Amen. You got to have the right anchor to hold. Amen. And finally, me and Dad went out there one time. We had a good anchor, one of them good iron anchors. You get it at Walmart special. You know Walmart Holiness Headquarters? And we was at Holiness Headquarters, got a Walmart anchor. And we went out to anchor there, and we was doing good, but we didn't have a good knot tied on to it. And Dad said, pull the anchor in. I said, we're floating. Oh, pulled up the rope, and there was the end of the rope, and it wasn't broke, and the rope come untied. You got to tie it to this good anchor, amen. That anchor give you some trouble. Amen. I felt something else out about anchors. You could take an anchor and you just let out just a little bit of rope and that anchor be on bottom, and the first little wave comes along and it'll pull your anchor out of the sand or the mud or the dirt, and for long your anchor's just bouncing off the bottom. And I found out if you'll put a little extra rope out there, amen, extend it out there in a different angle and give it pull and tug it in real tight, it'll hold. But you just get enough to touch bottom, amen, you'll bounce off bottom for long, amen, you'll be just a bounce and your anchor won't be holding. That's the reason you got to have more prayer with that anchor, amen, a little bit of fasting with that anchor, a little bit of Bible reading with that anchor, amen, a little bit of church attendance with that anchor, amen, that helps that anchor hold a whole lot better. Amen. Throw your anchors out. Hold on. Weather the storm. God will pull you through. Amen. God will bless you. Can you say amen? Like the two drunks, you know, paddling across the lake. They said, "It never took us this long to get across the lake." Said, "Keep paddling. Keep paddling." Said, "Don't seem like we're going anywhere. Keep paddling." Amen. They kept determination was up. Amen. Before long, they looked back and they left the anchor up on the shore. Amen. Therefore, they wasn't going nowhere. Sometimes you need to watch where you throw your anchor. Amen. Woo! Glory! Some folks have got a lot of hope and a lot of things. Listen, friend. Not even y'all to have confidence. Confidence in Brother Jeff, and I believe you ought to have confidence in Sister, amen, Bond there, and I believe you ought to have confidence in the church that you go to, and I believe you ought to have confidence in one another, amen, but put your trust and hope in God, amen, He'll weather every storm, amen, you can't throw your anchor and hope in me, amen, I'll let you down, you could put your hope in another man, and he'll let you down when you begin to look at men, and begin to trust men for your help. Amen. You'll be in confusion because men will let you down. Look at your husband. Has he always been perfect? No, he hadn't. Bless the Lord. Look at your wife. Has she always been perfect? Oh, come on now. Look at your children. Have they always took out the garbage? Amen. Come on here. Amen. You can't trust in man. Just put your coat of trust in man. You can trust in God. You preach man for what man is. Amen. To recognize God is the one to look to. Amen. You'll put your anchors, amen, in the sea of God. He'll help you go through every storm, every trial, every test. And you say amen. Amen. Gotta have that anchor, brother. I've been out there in that gulf, and there was we was in a 14-foot wooden boat, and leaking was bailing water out of it. Woo! And that's not good, the fishing boats like that, but it poured water into it, sister. I mean, it kept leak. Every so often we'd take that bucket, you know. Here we go, pouring, getting the water out. And we was up under a dock, and across there was a river, but the ocean run into that river. And that river was probably 300-400 yards wide. Amen. And that's where all the boats come in there and launch, I mean, in part. And they would go in and out there. And we was up under that dock fishing, and I told Dad, he said, "Man, there's one of them blue clouds coming, you know, out the north. And when you're out in that gulf, you don't want to see no clouds come from the north. That means you're in trouble. You got to get in, and that's the way it's coming from the north." Amen. And I looked, and it was coming from the north. I told my dad, I said, "We better get out of here. Comes one of them dark blue clouds." We get in the boat, and he tried to crank one of them little old motors, and here we go out there, and Dad makes a smart decision. He said, "I don't believe we can make it. Let's stay up under this dock." And so we just whipped it back around, went back up on the dock, tied to the big old pylons up under there, and had a roof over us, and it was about like his church here. And we was up in there, amen, holding on them pylons, had it roped off, just going, "Well, let the storm go by." There was about a 120-foot sailboat, I mean a ship, was pulling down through there, and that black cloud come across there, and I seen the sails come down, and all of a sudden it was just easing in there, and the storms came, the winds began to blow, and the clouds began to, and the waves began to rise up, and I watched that boat as it couldn't go no farther. Amen. Several feet of waves was up under the dock. I believe it was in 5-foot waves up under there, holding on for dear life. I mean, it was experience, and looked out there and couldn't even hardly see that boat, that ship that was coming in. I've seen them throw two anchors off the back, two anchors off the front. Throw them anchors out. Before long, there was such a weather you couldn't even see it. It wasn't but 100, 200 yards from us out in the middle of that water. And it disappeared, but they put them anchors down. And after the storm went by and we began to see the ship, amen, they began to pull up their anchors. Listen, when you're in a great storm, you don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to turn. All you got to do is hold on to those anchors of hope. Amen. Hope will carry you through. Amen. When you don't have hope, you don't have nothing. But if you have hope in God, you've got everything. Amen. Hold on to hope. That great anchor of hope. Amen. Hold on, about like the boy. You heard about the boy playing, having the string in his hand. He said, "What you flying?" He said, "I got a kite up there." And they said, "We can't see that kite. Had so many lines of string." You heard the story. He said, "How you know you got a kite up there, son?" And he said, "Every now and then I feel it tugging." Hallelujah. Praise God. How do you know God's inside of you? Every now and then you feel a tug. Amen. How do you know you got an anchor down in that murky Jordan River? How do you know you anchored down in there? Amen. You can't see that anchor. I can't see the anchor, but every now and then when the tide goes a-coming against me and the winds begin to blow, my rope on my rope here that's tied to the anchor pulls tight and it holds fast. Steady. Amen. Steady. As she goes, I know there's anchor, cause my anchor holds through every test, through every storm, through every valley, through every trial, through every persecution, through every obstacle. I'm holding on to my anchor. Hallelujah. Said hallelujah. How many's got an anchor of hope? Hallelujah. Glory. We've got an anchor, friend. I mean, Paul, when Paul was on that ship, amen, when they come close to that shore, amen, there's one thing they didn't throw over when there's lightning in the ship, and that was anchor. Hey, hey! Praise God, throw the anchors out. Amen, when he got close to Melita, amen, that city, that country, amen, they was knowing they was getting close because the water was getting shallow, and they sounded and measured and knew they was getting close to a shore. They threw a lot of things out. They threw the tackling out, but they never threw their anchors out. Because they knew they had to have an anchor. They had to have an anchor. Amen. In case of a great emergency, the anchor kept them from going on the rocks. Friend, we must have an anchor and hold to it. Amen. Me and my brother, I'm almost closing. I'm not going to preach long tonight. Lord's will. Me and my brother, we was out fishing. We was in a backwater. So I like fishing. We was in backwater. His motor went out. And he didn't bring a paddle. All we had was anchor. About 6 foot of water. It was about 100 yards from shore. And I could swim. He could, but I didn't feel like swimming. Water's cold. And I said, "What are we going to do now?" My brother must have a lot more smarts than I do. He's one of those engineers, so he's got intelligence, and I don't know what I got. Amen. I got whatever's left. Amen. He said, "Well, just a minute." He kept thinking there. He said, "I got it." He got to pulling his anchor. He pulled the anchor up and had a little mud on it. He began to twirl it. He throwed it and anchor way back toward the shore. He let it sink there. I said, "What do you think you're doing?" You know. I mean, what? Nobody around. I said, "What do you think you're doing?" He said, "I'm getting us to shore." Woo! I said, "Here he goes." He pulled it and got it straight up over it. Up he comes. He thought, kaploosh. He'd get down there and here he pull it again. I got to looking. I said, "I can't believe this." I said, "We ain't got a motor. We ain't got a paddle. All we got's a rope and anchor, and we're moving with it." I got to looking. Boy, we was making pretty good move. Time he gets straight up over, he'd pull it up, and he's throwing out. He got tired. He said, "You do it a while." I got to burn. I was feeling good, throwing that old anchor over there. Amen. And pulling it. Before long, was up on the shoreline. Amen. Got the old rope, and I walked down the shoreline, pulled the old boat down the shoreline. Before long, it was right where we launched at. And I said, great. I said, I have to remember that. I won't never forget. Amen. The things that you can do with an anchor. Amen. Praise God. When nothing else fails, you got an anchor. You got all you need to get you out of emergency situations. Amen. For him, the church, we got an anchor, and it's called hope. It's not a natural anchor. It's not a natural anchor like we would look at, but it's an anchor of hope. Amen. Hope is an anchor that pulls us through every storm, through every test, through every trial, through every valley. I'm glad for the anchor, amen, that I have tonight. How many's got that anchor? Amen. How many likes to use it? How many likes to see your loved ones get saved? Wouldn't we all? Amen. I'm going to tell this. Come on, piano. Oh, sister, if you can. If you can't, that's all right. She got a sleeping baby. I'm 35 years old, by the way. Just a young feller, person. Bless the Lord. And I've never seen my daddy. Never seen my daddy pray. Never. My daddy's 60 years old. 60 years old. I've never seen him pray. Seen him go to church a few times, seen God get a hold of him. But my little brother wanted to come up with the anchor idea as a preacher too. I got two brothers that's not saved. One that I requested prayer for, he's my littlest brother. And the brother that's older than me, he's not saved. Me, the two middle brothers are saved. Both of them preachers. My mother's been in holiness all her life. I mean, ever since I've been born, 35 years. When I was born, right before then, she got saved. So she's been saved about 35 years. She's always been praying for Dad. And since I got saved, I've been praying for Daddy. I even seen him one time. Seemed like I seen him in a casket during a dream, and it bothered me. Oh, it bothered me. No, it just, I had a dream, and I seen him in a casket, and it bothered me. Dad's not saved. And my dad's a good person, but he just wasn't ever saved. You can play something if you feel like it, sister. And I was in Blair, Oklahoma, preaching revival. Brother Billy Ray Hudson. While I was preaching at revival, this has been about 3 or 4 months ago, April. While I was preaching at revival, I called my brother and I said, "How y'all doing?" He said, "Doing good, doing good." I said, "Great." He said, "Have you heard?" I said, "No, what?" He said, "Daddy got saved. 60 years old." I said, "Do what?" I mean, I've been praying, but I was like some others. I was wondering, is this real? He said, "Daddy got saved." I said, "Tell me about it." He said, "The pastor asked me to preach Sunday morning. I preached on hell." I said, "Well, good." He said, "I give all the call, nobody come, but conviction was heavy." Said the pastor got up, said, "My brother's a lay preacher." And pastor got up, said, "Come on, you feel God dealing with you, come on in the altar." Said, "Here come Daddy." Tears rolling down his face. Said, "I've never seen him cry like that." I couldn't believe it. I said, "Praise God." It was about 2 months after that, or a month or so after that. Hey, before I got home, but when I got home, I found Daddy praying, kneeling down, praying. Amen! Glory! We got hope! I have hope! I have hope! Amen. Praise God. There's hope, friend. There's hope for your loved ones. Who knows? I tell you, if we're going to do anything, we better do it now. Time's running out. If we're going to see anybody brought in, we need to bring them. We all try to invite them out this week. We ought to invite them in. Let's Lord, help us have a good hope in him. Hold on to that anchor. Believe God. 35 years, Mom prayed. Dad saved. Amen. Dad saved. Let's stand as a sister plays. Feels like singing. Lord, God, would you move here in this service? Would you help us here? Would you melt the mountains down? Would you move every obstacle? God, give us that blessed hope. Blessed hope.
blessed hope. God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.